from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A 15-year-old boy is being mourned after a New Year's Day car crash on Route 130 in Middlesex County. Prosecutors say the teen was a front seat passenger in a Buick that hit a utility pole on Wednesday morning. West Windsor Plainsboro Regional School officials have identified the victim as a sophomore at High School South. A Homedale native is among 14 people killed in the New Orleans terrorist attack early New Year's Day. 25-year-old Billy DeMeo graduated from Homedale High before then attending Chestnut Hill College in Philadelphia. Princeton University grad Tiger Beck was also killed by that truck driven into pedestrians by a man the feds now say was inspired by the ISIS terror group. In one new survey, New Jersey ranks number one for people wanting to leave the state.
A new survey from national moving company United Van Lines finds New Jersey recorded the highest share of outbound moves in 2024. Of all moves in the Garden State tracked by the company, 67% were outbound. In New Jersey, the Newark and Bergen Passaic areas had the biggest shares of outbound moves. Illinois, New York, California, and Massachusetts rounded out the worst five states for keeping residents. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And the 2025 award season begins Sunday night with the Golden Globes. The awards will stream live from Beverly Hills on Paramount Plus and broadcast on CBS. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. So how much snow should we be ready for? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather this first weekend of the year, bookended by snow. And temperatures this weekend aren't going to rise much above the freezing mark. That means snow that falls in South Jersey tonight will probably stick around. It means our next Clipper system on Monday is most likely an all-snow situation. So for this evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for about the southern half of the state through about 10 p.m. Could be an inch or two on the ground by the time this thing wraps up. Clearing skies overnight, lows in the 20s. Cold this weekend, partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs only reach the lower 30s. Lower to mid-30s on Sunday with sun and late-day clouds. It'll be breezy and dry on Sunday. Monday, though, accumulating snow likely, especially early on. Highs will only reach about 30. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Belvedere, 33 degrees. Old Bridge, 37. Burlington, 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.